get their work seen, from drive-in theaters to VCRs, cable television to video stores. Each new distribution system has offered independents a new opportunity to reach an audience without having to sell out and make the kind of movies that the big studios wanted. And each has died off, either because they couldn't compete with the corporate-controlled distribution channels or because they were co-opted. HBO was once a home for all kinds of weird indie movies until Time Warner up and bought it. The internet has proven more effective and more durable than any other independent distribution channel. Examples are all around us, especially this week. When the relationship between Writers Guild and television studios deteriorated so badly in 2007-2008 that the Guild, of which I am a member, went on strike, Joss Whedon had a dilemma. He didn't want to sit on his hands, but he didn't want to cross the picket line either. So when he created Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, he released it for free on the internet. Time magazine would later call it not just one of the best TV shows, but one of the best inventions of the year, writing, "It's hard to imagine a studio greenlighting an idea as weird and ostensibly uncommercial as a 43-minute, three-part online supervillain musical." I agree. And yet, it was a huge hit. Millions of people downloaded the episodes, and more have subsequently purchased it on DVD. Whedon has made back his investment. The cast and crew who had taken on the project without compensation got paid, and the studios did not. Meanwhile, as Clear Channel consolidates its hold on radio, more and more bands are using the internet to launch their careers outside of the corporate-controlled distribution networks. Now, I want to be clear about something. Often when people talk about using the internet as a distribution network, especially for music, they mean for free. And that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. If you want people to listen to your music or watch your movie for free, that's fine. But I support efforts to crack down on piracy for the same reason I support net neutrality. I want artists to be able to get paid for their work. Artists and sound engineers and gaffers and camera operators and craft services people, all of those whose livelihoods are threatened by piracy. But I also want artists to be able to get paid for their work and be able to do the work that they want to do, not what a corporation wants them to do. And the internet can make that possible. It's not just YouTube. Sites like Bandcamp and Kickstarter have made it possible for audiences not only to discover new independent acts, but to help those artists make and distribute music.